It's the Hot Breakfast with Danny and Brent. Danny, you ran into a fairly unique problem the other day at work where going to the toilet, someone was already in the other cubicle, in the ladies' toilet.
Yes.
There's two cubicles.
So during our show, I rushed out. I really need to pee during our show. This occasion I did, and I thought, you know what, I'll waddle into our toilets, have a little wait, come back in time. I walked in, there's only two cubicles in there, and somebody was already doing their thing next door. I couldn't open the door to the second cubicle. I couldn't go in there. I couldn't sit down. Basically, I just couldn't go to the bathroom. I was too nervous. So I was like, oh, okay, quick. And I waddled out. And I thought to myself while I was coming back here, I was like, oh my goodness, why is that? Why, if there's only two cubicles, can I never sit down and pee next to somebody? Like, at the same time.
Yeah.
But if I was out like at a cafe or a shopping centre or a nightclub and there's like five or six cubicles and there could be like three or four different people in them, happily sit down and go to the bathroom.
Right. And it ended up being Big Boss Sarah that was in there, hey?
So it turns out Big Boss Sarah was the person in there and I said, oh, it was you in the bathroom. I walked out, you know, as soon as I heard someone weeing in there. And do you know what she said?
What?
I do the same thing. Because there's only two cubicles, I feel uncomfortable going to the bathroom next to somebody else.
Yeah, this shocked me, and I thought, I can't come in with my comments because I don't know. So I thought, for once, let's get a professional on the line. So you've got David Becker on the line. David, welcome to the show.
Hi.
For the record, what is your official job role?
Sure. So I'm a clinical psychologist. So I work with a whole bunch of different people on, I suppose, therapy for mental health issues. But, I've studied psychology more broadly. And, yeah, I hope that I can help out with this dilemma that you got today.
Fantastic. Yeah, see, don't say I don't do anything for you, Danny.
I know.
Look at this.
All right. Now, David, did you listen to our little convo just then? Have you got an idea of the situation?
Yes, I did. And I suppose there are a few things to keep in mind. Like, to start with, it sounds like there's a bit of a culture in place. Like, you've got, I suppose, two people there reporting exactly the same sort of thing. Do you think there is a culture at your workplace where it's a bit rude to go and use the toilet when someone else is already in there?
I honestly don't feel like it was rude. I was more embarrassed that they would hear me whittle. They would leave the cubicle going, oh, I know what Danny's whittle sounds like.
What is that what you're worried about?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, right. So it's more of a thought that's going through your mind.
Yeah.
You're thinking someone else is going to hear me whittle.
Yes.
And what's the assumption there? Like, do you think they're going to think any less of you? Or
I know we all do it.
Do you whittle to a different rhythm?
No. I'm sure, like, I've heard everybody else do it, so mine sounds exactly the same, but I just go, oh, man, I don't want two whittles going at the same time. Like, that makes me uncomfortable. Like, you're doing it together and so close.
I don't know if you've heard of the urinal.
I know. I couldn't imagine being a male.
Becca, what do you reckon is going on here then from Danny's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I suppose it's helpful to break things down using this model that we use in psychology called the Cognitive Behavioural Therapy model, the CBT model. If you've ever been a psychologist before, you might be familiar with CBT, but basically it just helps to break the situation down into the thoughts that are going through our heads, and then after the thoughts, the behaviours and the feelings that those thoughts give rise to. So it sounds like, Danny, you got that thought there of, like, someone's going to hear me whittle. And the feeling that comes from that is the embarrassment, maybe the nervousness, the anxiety, and the behaviour is the avoidance part of it, where you don't really want to go in and use the bathroom at the same time. But do you feel like that thought is not entirely rational?
It's completely normal to go into the bathroom, even if there's two cubicles, and, you know, do your business, 100%. It's just here, like, I've never actually worked in a workplace or been somewhere where there's just two bathrooms, two toilets, you know. Actually, there's a venue that we worked at last night, Brent, mm-hmm. that has only two cubicles in there. And I think I did the same thing. I walked in and blew my nose instead and walked out because somebody else was already in the second one.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely. So do you think that it's the proximity to
yeah,
someone
being
else?
Being so close
and, thoughts, yeah,
sure. And having someone whittle at the same time as me. Like, I don't know. It just I don't get it. I don't get it either, man. I know it's not right. But you know what? I'm okay with it. I just know it's something that I raised with Brent and he was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I suppose that's the key thing. Like, if you're okay with it, then you might not need to do anything to change it. And also, if it's a shared system of values, like you've got there with your colleague, then again, it's sort of shared, and she might feel a bit uncomfortable if you came in and went next to her in the stall next to her. So I suppose it really does come back to, if you want to change it and if you think that it would be useful to change, then maybe do a little experiment on yourself. Maybe go in, and if there's someone else already
just
in there,
do it.
Just bear through the anxiety, do it, see what the outcome is, and the outcome's probably not going to be as scary as your anxiety brain might think.
Okay,
it is.
All right. Becky, do you think I'm so competitive, though. Maybe I just want to race.
Do you think as a clinical tool, would it be beneficial, we're the first people in at work in the morning, if I go into the other cubicle, Danny, would it be better for you to whittle in the next one?
I'm not doing that with you.
Wait, we'll take the... would that help? Is that exposure therapy, Becca?
It probably, that's a bit of an experiment as well, and you can debrief afterwards. So we do these things in psychology called behavioural experiments, and that's where we test the hypothesis. And Danny, your hypothesis is that Brent will hear me whittle and he's going to think that, I don't know, I'm gross or whatever it might be. But look, Brent, afterwards you could say to Danny, I didn't think it was weird at all.
Your whittle's great.
It was fine.
Solid stream. Becca,
boy.
I'm so sorry for wasting your time on something so novel. But thank you so much. So glad to have a professional on here. We might get you back sometime next week just to let you know if we do this experiment and how it works, if that's okay.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
Oh, thanks. You've been a good sport. Thank you.
All right.